Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. A couple of weeks ago, we heard from listeners whose curiosity and appetite were piqued by a story we aired about limited seed availability for a new New Jersey tomato. Well, now with temperatures summoning thoughts of the growing season at hand, let's go to the source, the Rutgers, New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station. Joining me is Bob Goodman, the Experiment Station's Executive Director. He's also Executive Dean of the Rutgers School of Environmental and Biological Sciences. Dean Goodman, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Bob, many of us of a certain age have fond memories of a most delicious tomato, the Jersey tomato, and of late it just doesn't seem the same. Tell us about this variety called the Rutgers 250.
So Rutgers 250 is the recreation of a very famous tomato that was bred many years ago by Rutgers plant breeders. It was called Rutgers, and it's a hybrid. It had gone out of production because to continue to produce seed for a hybrid, you have to have a market, you have to have the parents, and you have to basically do the breeding every year, every other year, to maintain fresh seed supply. We found out about 8 years ago that Campbell's Soup Company, which was one of the clients for the farmers who grew the Rutgers tomato back in the day, had retained derivatives of the original Rutgers parent seeds. And so my group here decided that they would recreate this tomato that was originally released in 1934 by doing the crosses again.
So not to get bogged down in the genetics, but when you have what you're referring to as the parents, how do you know when you've then created an offspring that is the intended product?
You grow it up to maturity and you look at its features. There are photographs from the old days of the tomatoes. And then you taste it.
Ah, the best part.
Exactly.
Tell us, how does it taste?
It's fabulous. You know, the taste of a tomato is a combination of the experience that comes from the juiciness and the relative balance of liquid and more solid flesh. But mostly it comes from a combination of sweetness and sourness or tartness. And the balance of taste is achieved beautifully to most people's palates in the famous Rutgers tomato.
Is it primarily in the challenge of getting the tomato from crop to market where the problem lies?
No, the problem starts, or not the problem, but the opportunity starts in the genetics and then in the growing conditions. And then absolutely it can be ruined by improper handling, which interestingly enough in the tomato can include what people do with the fruit in their homes. For example, they pretty much deteriorate if you put them in the refrigerator. So we always advise folks, if they've got fresh market tomatoes, that they keep them on the countertop.
The Experiment Station's work is not confined to fruits, and I understand your crop of the month is Jersey asparagus.
That's correct. So what we're doing this year during the RU250 celebration is releasing on our website information about one of our crops that we breed. We have done cranberries already. Blueberries will be coming in the early summer. Strawberries, peaches, basil, and thyme, two herbs that we work with. Dogwood trees and holly trees are trees that we've bred for many years in the ornamental area. Turf grass is a major program of ours. Our turf seed is used to build the turf on golf courses all over the world. Yankee Stadium has Rutgers turf. The National Mall is being reseeded in Rutgers turf. Lambeau Field has Rutgers turf.
Bob Goodman is Executive Director of the Rutgers, New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station. He's also Executive Dean of the Rutgers School of Environmental and Biological Sciences.
You like tomato, and I like tomato, potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing.